Hello. This morning I'd like to talk briefly about something that's been bugging me. In particular, I was reading through my Twitter feed and I came across one on from New Scotland, and it's apparently the headlines are "Only Tories Can Take Scotland Forward. Scotland is still gripped by 70s socialism," Tory leader Annabel Goldie claims. I find this particularly bemusing because of the lack of support that Annabel Goldie has in Scotland. And why does she think that her conservative vision is the correct vision for Scotland? Because, just stating the obvious, that at the last general election, Labour actually won more support than the Conservatives, when in England the Conservatives gave a good thumping to Labour. So it's obvious, to me at least, that there is a political divide based on values, I would say, between England and Scotland. And Scotland is predominantly more left-wing than England, and will continue to be defiant until it gets a left-wing government that it doesn't like, and then it will kick him out and probably choose another political party which is slightly left-wing as well. And I don't ever think that a right-wing party in Scotland are ever going to make an impact. So if she wants to talk the big talk, ask the big questions, grabbing all those thistles and make a difference in Scotland, well, she makes a difference. I've got to give her that. In a coalition government, the Conservatives have influence. But if she ever claims that she's going to lead, maybe she's not claiming that, then she's got to develop some Scottish policies, i.e. become a little bit more left-ish. Not left, a little bit more, or rather less, right-wing.